Flashy news. Only on ParanoidRadio.com, bringing you Flashy Fridays.
So fucking what? You're easing up, homeboy. You're slowing the fuck down. So what if you already hit those goals? Go harder. So what if you already meet the next fucking level? Go harder. So fucking what if you're stacking wins back to back every single fucking week? Go harder. We do not stop. Right. Testicles, one, two, testicles. Welcome back to Paranoid Radio Podcast, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. That is right. I am Trebles Garcia, the humble host of this amazing fucking adventure. I want to thank the Lord for allowing me to be here today. I want to thank every single one of you for allowing me to enter your space. Ladies and gentlemen, make sure you check us out at ParanoidRadio.com. Do not stop dropping five-star reviews and do not stop checking us out at ParanoidRadio.com. It's easy. You don't even need to spell the thing right anymore. All wrong. You could just go to Paranoid Radio on Google, and I've managed to pay the fee to put us up as one of the first ones. In fact, number two or number one, as soon as you put Paranoid Radio, the first one that pops up is our website, ParanoidRadio.com. Make sure you check us out and cough up some of those amazing fucking new shirts of Paranoid Radio Podcast. For those patriots out there, I also have one of those shirts that's called, that says, Donald Trump is the closest thing to Jesus Christ. That's right. Make sure you check it out. Ladies and gentlemen, I am back now here with now one of my best friends, official fucking co-host, deep state correspondent, business owner, father, patriot, truther, warrior, and phenom from the East Coast, the Empire State, the Lion, Flash with Flashy underscore News One. What's up, big dog?
Let's go, man. What's up, my brother? How you doing, man?
Doing good. The fucking sound quality is A1 sauce for those tacos.
Man,
we put all the meat in the tacos in this place. That is right.
Ladies and gentlemen, gas now, baby.
This episode is a Flashy Friday, and Flash is going to take it over. For the people that do not know you, Flash, let them know a little bit about you and where they can find you.
Yeah, man. My name is Flash. I'm upstate New York, but 20 minutes out of the city. I own my own business with my family. It's a deli grocery store. And just like a lot of you, I'm sick and tired of seeing what the hell is going on in this country. It's time for us to stand up and speak up. Let's get it.
That is right. Make sure you check them out.
Yep. Flashy underscore News One as a backup. Flashy underscore News One. Elon Musk.
Flash has been on this podcast for over 55 episodes. Humbly, he's been here for a while, supporting us for a very long time. It seems like he just started last year, and he did. But he started like a year and a half ago. But it's over 55 episodes with Flash now, and he deserves to be right next to us up there with the beginning of the builders of this house. And he definitely fucking probably didn't set the foundation, but he put the framing in this bitch, and he brought a lot of people back with his following, and he continues to fucking promote us and give us value with his loyalty. And I'm fucking thankful for having you, dog. Just want you to know that, big dog. Now, moving forward, we have an agenda. We have an agenda here. For people that haven't known, we're on the next level of the promotional series season for us. Paranoid Radio Podcast is leveling up. We are now meeting almost 2,000 downloads per episode, almost. About 1850, the most that we've had in February. And we're trying to max it out to 2,000. And hopefully once we get to 2,000, we can start getting endorsed and getting some money in this bitch. Hey, I used to talk shit about the people that are trying to get this money, but hey, there's no shame in no game. And if you guys appreciate what we do, you guys will stand by for at least 15 seconds to listen to a fucking commercial that Big Daddy's talking about. All right, guys. And I'll make sure that we are not monetized by anybody that's going to control our speech. We're going to be fucking promoting America only products and stuff that, you know, helps the economy in the United States of America grow. All right, ladies and gentlemen, now I put that out there. Our promotional campaign has gone in full effect. We got people all over LA plastering umbrellas and making sure that it's getting engraved in your subconscious everywhere in LA with stickers all over the fucking place. You can find them in bus stops, cameras, everywhere. And then we also had a huge, you go to paranoid.com, you could actually see the faces you're listening to. Put a fucking a face to the voice. You got myself, you got Big Tank, and you got Flash, my deep state correspondent, standing to my left on a beautiful banner on paranoid.com. Make sure you check us out. All right, Flash, enough of the promotion, big dog. Let's get it fucking going. Hope, logic over magic. That's right. What you got on the first one, bro? Hit it, bro.
Where do you want to start at?
All right. All right. So I got my fucking notes here. And quite frankly, I should have had it ready here before. But now you got Trump's cases falling apart as predicted. That's right.
Hey, listen, we sat here right when all of these charges got dropped, 91 charges, 4 different jurisdictions. It looked really, really bad for our boy. Right now, this is after January 6th. This was Donald Trump was supposed to be finished after January 6th. Our movement was supposed to be finished after January 6th.
Yep.
But they saw that it wasn't happening. So what did they do? They got their lawfare going, right? All of these cases. And we sat here on this podcast and said that they're all going to fall apart. So we had that confidence. We had that wherewithal to know that these are lies, right? Now, if we look at all of these cases, they're all... So the whole point of these cases were that they were going to start before the election. That was the name of the game for them because they wanted Donald Trump convicted of a crime before the election because they felt in the polling, it said that people would be less likely to vote for Donald Trump if he was actually convicted of a crime. You know, all of these charges, they mean nothing if you're not convicted, right?
Yeah.
But Trump is playing it smart. He's doing his due process. He's appealing all of these decisions. He's fighting every way he can. And now the left wants to look at it like, oh, Donald Trump is trying to avoid justice. And oh my God, no, this is the legal system we have in this country. You get to go through the process, right? The Supreme Court. The Supreme Court's been stepping up big for us, you know, taking a lot of these cases on. Now they're going to take up the presidential immunity case, which is an extremely important case. And now people, like, it's not really important for Trump because, like I said, these cases aren't going to happen before the election. So no matter what the Supreme Court rules with presidential immunity, it's not really going to affect Trump, but it, you damn sure will affect other presidents. See, this is why I call Trump the precedent president, because they are setting all of these dangerous precedents just to get one man. And their blind rage and hate and their rushing have completely blinded them to the boomerang that's going to come.
Holy
now,
fuck.
All these cases are falling. So now they're talking about, openly talking about their plan B, right? Which will be on January 6, 2025, after Donald Trump wins in November, they're going to refuse to certify the election. That's what they're saying they're going to do, right? And I think that's pure fear porn, because if we remember, after January 6, 2020, and the fake riot and all that, the RINOs, the Democrats, got together and they passed a new law that takes the power away from the vice president to send the electors back to the states. That's what we wanted to do on January 6th. So what we wanted to do was send the electors back to the states so that they could do a 10-day review.
A fucking recount. Right? That's it. Yeah.
That's what Mike Pence was supposed to do. Okay? Mike Pence is a fucking establishment hack. Okay. And he bent the knee. So now they were scared that that might happen again in the future. But what they didn't realize was that they are the ones in power in 2024. So Kamala Harris is not going to have that ability to send the electors back. They literally shot themselves in the foot. So now what they're doing is they're trying to get this rhetoric out, right? Because really their only last hope is to have another January 6th event with MAGA.
They didn't expect Trump to fucking come through all the lawsuits and still run for
they thought he was going to quit.
Yeah, they thought he was going to lose or be in jail.
That's why I said these are psyops being run on Trump's base. People said I was crazy, that I didn't know what I was talking about. Because Trump's power comes from me. Comes from you, comes from the people, not the media, not the lobbyists, not the pharmaceutical companies, not none of that shit. That is why he's so hard
what
to
fuels
be.
What fuels the fire of hope is every single digital soldier out there, content creator, speaker of truth, movers, people that are going to these civic centers and actually making a change in local governments, like what happened in Texas. They pushed all the Republicans out at a local level, impacting all 50 states in an influential fucking cataclysmic event, bro.
when Donald Trump won in November, he gave his inaugurational speech. He said, this is a time where the power is being given back to the people, from one of the greatest speeches ever. From the Washington elites, he's giving power back to the people. And this is what's so important about Donald Trump. This is why I will defend him until the day I die, because of his actions, not just his words. Okay, people want to go, oh, he's part of the club. Listen, that man stood in front of the UN, the United Nations, in 2018 And he gave one of the most pro-America, anti-globalist speeches ever fucking spoken in those godless Satan walls of the UN. He got up there and looked at every single world leader in their faces, and he said, America first. He said, a president or a world leader's first job is to its people before anything else. He said, the sovereignty of America is not for sale. He said, globalism will die in America. You think that sounds like someone who's part of the fucking club? Maybe he's in
Shots,
a club.
yeah,
He's not
shots
probably.
fired.
Exactly, shots fired. And that's really when everyone was like, whoa, dude ain't playing. Okay, now, and now people want to talk about NATO. And like, listen, I am against NATO 100%. Donald Trump is against NATO 100%. I think we should leave NATO. But you can't just do it like that. You can't just be like, okay, we're out. We're out of NATO today. No, that would
You
fucking,
know,
we're already.
it would be an avalanche of bullshit, because
It would be
believe it
crazy.
or not, that yeah, it'll get hectic really fast in Europe. First within the governments themselves, and
Oh,
then
yeah.
obviously
And then they would get
stationary
together to
powers.
stop Trump too. You know what I'm saying? And they did that. They did that in 2016. They all got together and tried to stop him. But see, so what Trump is doing is he highlights the problem and then brings attention to it, and then has to come from the people. That's what he meant when he said we're giving power back to the people. That means he's not going to just make unilateral decisions without the public opinion on his side. That's what Donald Trump does. Okay, he highlights these things in his speech. He says very crazy things sometimes because he knows the media will actually focus on it because it's crazy, but it's actually a way to get the message out. Because he knows that
No,
he's not going to.
there's no bad publicity. He
No,
fucking flips the
exactly.
scripts on him.
And Donald Trump understands it. That's why with the bloodbath comment, it's the same exact thing. So the media fucking lost their minds about this bloodbath comment when, if you actually listen to the speech, he was talking about the auto industry, right? But he knew that if he didn't say that word bloodbath, they wouldn't have actually talked about his speech at all. So instead, what did he do? He got the media to talk about it, and then people ran to see what he actually said, watched more of his speech,
Waking
and they
more
were
of
like,
them up.
oh, wait a minute, he's right. Because
I've
these
seen
people know.
so yeah, I've seen so many people on TikTok, and I'm talking about like TikTok, where all these fucking big influencers are now, dog. People talking, not negative about Trump, accepting that sometimes the media lies to you. That's all you need. That's dude, that is all you need. You don't need to fucking be a Trumper. All you need to know is that they're lying to you, and that fucking little seed starts fucking blooming, bro.
Exactly. This is why Donald Trump trademarked fake news. Okay, that was one of the greatest things he ever said, because that really boils down to all of our problems in this country. If we actually had an honest media that held the people in power accountable, we wouldn't fucking be here. Okay, so that's he knows these are little seeds he plants in people's heads, right? And he can sit back, and this is why I'm a firm believer that he let them steal it. He had to have. He told us they were going to steal it. He told us how they were going to steal it. He told us what would happen if Joe Biden became president. He knew. He knows their playbook, right? But like I said, you can't get anything done without the public opinion on your side. So all the things we wanted him to do in his first administration, in fucking possible to be done. But now, when he gets back, he's actually going to have a mandate from the people that hated him in 2016 to 2020. Those people are now seeing what the fuck he was talking. You don't have to like Donald Trump. You can even hate him. The question is, were you better off 4 years ago under his administration? Was the world a safer place? What was Russia doing? Was China threatening Taiwan? Was Russia invading Ukraine? Was there a war in Israel? Was Hamas completely out of control? Was Iran a fucking shit ton of times richer with billions and billions of dollars in the bank? Of course they weren't. The world was at peace. And the craziest shit is, the world was at the calmest it ever was during Trump's administration. Now the world is literally on fire, and they call it progress. But when Donald Trump was president, they told us the world was on fire when it wasn't. Okay, up is
Talking,
up, up is
talking
down,
more
down is up.
about, yeah, it's this is the Luciferian agenda, bro. But up is down. The reflection, the complete reflection of God's kingdom on earth. But the ruler of earth is the author of lies, which is Satan. And I don't want to make this religion. I don't want this religious or anything. But he owns, I want to say, 90 to fucking 95% of everybody, all the souls in the fucking globe on a global scale, through influence and shit, and through sin, and this is real, bro. This is factual, dog. You know, now, Dominion machines. This is where I really wanted to start because you had some data. What's going on with that, bro?
What
Now, for the
don't
people that
come
do not
out
know
in
that,
the rinse?
yeah,
What
for people that do
don't
not
come out
know,
in the rinse, huh?
No, I was going to explain. Go for it. Yeah, you got it.
And so what don't come out in the rinse will come out in the wash. Okay, the stolen election of 2020 was the greatest crime ever perpetrated on the American people.
Hold the fuck
Plain
up.
and
Your
fucking simple.
sayings are epic. You got the craziest fucking. I should make sure it's off of all of them, Doug. Oh fuck.
But it's a fact, right? Because now we all know about the mass mail-in voting, all of that shit is a problem. But really, when you get down to it, Dominion voting systems is really the absolute problem. And if you look in the history of Dominion, it's a fucking Venezuelan shit. Like, they have so many shady, they've been stealing elections in other countries for decades, right? And they brought it over here. Most states haven't. So now this lawyer, a lawyer named Lambert, right? She was representing one of the DC, one of the January 6th defendants that was in the Capitol and that's in jail, right? So this January 6th defendant hired a new lawyer and he was like, listen, if the election was actually stolen, then we had every right to be there and our grievance was legit. Because the whole thing was that Donald Trump lied to us and we all got lied to, and then we're, you know, and then we that was like the basis of this whole thing, right? So if we can crack that egg, all eggs will crack, right? So this lawyer brought the lawsuit to Dominion. And in the lawsuit, you get discovery, right? You get to get information from the other side. You get emails, you get all this phone records, you get all this stuff, right? But it's just hard because it takes a lot of money to actually get to that process. That's why it's not, everyone just can't do it, right? So in this lawsuit, Lambert, this lawyer, got Dominion's emails, their work emails from inside the company. And in one of these emails, this was 3 days before the 2020 election, right? November 2nd, 2020, these email chains. In this email chain, this Dominion worker is talking to her supervisor, whoever's in charge of her section. And she was like freaking out in the email, like, I'm not really sure what's happening. My computer has been completely taken over. And they did like a search. The IP address went to Serbia. So somebody in Serbia hacked into the Dominion voting machine system and started taking over the computer. Okay. So now that alone right there, the election was null and void
That
because
was by design. That was by design. And they
100%.
did that because when they knew that if anything cracked down, that they actually got caught cheating on the ballots and the fucking Dominion machines were they were hackable, they could pinpoint some other country for interfering in the elections and then henceforth
Plausible
go to
deniability. Plausible deniability.
war. Wow, you
Exactly.
cracked the
But
fucking
see,
entire fucking basket right now.
where they fuck up is, soon as that, you don't even need to prove anything else. The fact that that computer was taken over 2 days before the election shows that the Dominion voting machines can be hacked. They are actually connected to the internet. Their whole
Proved once
argument
more.
was you cannot hack these systems because they're not connected to the internet. That is their whole fucking defense. You can't prove it. Da, 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 da. So in this email, the supervisors on yeah, that's not normal. What are you talking about? They start freaking out, and then they go switch into a private email where it didn't get discovered. So obviously they knew what was going on, right? So right there shows that these Dominion machines were hackable,
Isn't
and
that
their
breaking
Serbia
protocol
troll
on a
farms.
federal on a federal level as well? Shouldn't it all be public because it is a public
Oh,
election?
absolutely. So well, crazy as shit is. So in discovery, you can't really take that information and give it to people. If you're a lawyer and you get discovered, it's supposed to be private until the trial. But this woman was like, the lawyer was like, this is fucking crazy. Like, this is it right here. So she gave that information to a sheriff, okay, and I believe in Arizona. And that sheriff has opened an investigation into the Dominion, into the whole thing. He even wrote a letter to Jim Jordan, the congressman from Ohio, the MAGA bulldog. He's getting involved now. So, but when she did that, she broke the law, technically. You're not supposed to give, even though she gave it to law
So
enforcement,
it
she didn't
won't
give it to
stand in
people.
court?
It still won't, but they fucking arrested her. The Biden Department of Justice and the FBI arrested this lawyer for giving this information to law enforcement. That's how you know they are panicking. Okay, now,
Yo,
this is not the only thing that's going on. Oh, but
this kind of works out when, for example, you're at work, right? And they have every right. So I was reading the employee handbook at my job, and they have all the right to record you, video record you while you're, fucking performing. And then, but they cannot audio record you without your consent. Now, let's hypothetically say that they are recording you audio without your consent and you say some incriminating shit. That will not stand in court, at least in California. Right. That's all. It won't stand in court because you just broke the law by recording me when you were not supposed to record it. So even if I did break the law and I incriminated myself, it won't stand in court. I walk out of there without a scratch.
Correct.
That's what they did. They threw this hat at her so she could, she knows she will speak. And then whenever they try to bring down the Dominion thing, because she already illegally gave out the information, they can't do anything about the Dominion thing. Yeah. It just loops around.
Yep. Yeah.
Practice code.
That's pretty much what happened. You know, and so now this lawyer is now in jail for trying to get the truth out. But the sheriff, I read the letter to Jim Jordan. He's a fucking bulldog, man. He was like, listen, I don't care what we have to do. We got to get to the bottom of this. If we don't have free and fair elections, we don't have a country. If you don't have elections and a border, what country do we have? We didn't have one, right? So, and in a lot of ways, the information is the power, right? Because we are being validated every single day in the media. Everything that Donald Trump said, everything that we've talked about is all coming to fruition. Unfortunately, because that means that we're in a really bad place, but the information is the prize, right? Because if we can wake enough people up before the 2024 election, let's just say they do try to steal it again, right? We're going to know exactly how they did it, exactly who they did it with, how they did it, what company they used, every fucking thing. That's why they are panicking. If they were confident they could steal the election, they wouldn't be showing their whole ass trying to throw Trump in jail, trying to take him off the ballot, and looking like a communist government. Like, literally, Vladimir Putin is fucking Joe Biden right now. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's literally where we're at. So, I think it's really important that this is happening. You know, they're going to try to throw it under the rug, all that. But they can't, though. They are losing the narrative. They are losing all of it. All of their little lies are all coming to the surface. And that's why everything looks crazy. Listen, it's always been this bad. It's just now rising to the surface. That's all the difference.
Mm-hmm. Now, I agree. Now, rising to the surface, something that will be rising on the 8th of April is this huge eclipse that everybody's talking about. Give us a little bit about that. You decided to add that point towards the end of our conversation in our fucking behind the scenes conversations that we get.
You know, because we always talk about, I mean, we talked months and months and months ago before this eclipse was even talked about, before even anybody even knew that this eclipse was coming.
Of every month. Here we go.
Been on that, bro. And then a couple months ago, I seen a thing about this eclipse is happening on the 8th of May. Nobody was making a big deal about it at the time.
Nobody.
But now, all the truthers are on it because it's making like this perfect X across the country. And the, where it's going to be is like a very biblical name of the towns.
It crosses all the Salems in the United States and all the Salems from west to east and up to south to north, all the Salems. And Salem, which is my second daughter's names as well. Salem was in the Old Testament was used to represent Jerusalem. So Salem
says it's pretty much saying that God is coming back soon. What I'm think is crazy is that all of the warnings that are being put out by local governments, Texas local government is telling people to stock up on water, to stay home, to stay away from the windows, be prepared for electric black, be prepared for blackouts, like all of this stuff just for an eclipse, and they're preparing like traffic and shit. So it's like, I don't know, it could be a bunch of fear porn, but I just thought it was really interesting that this
National Guard got deployed somewhere. I was going to get deployed
National
in
Guard
Ohio.
All this shit, right? So why, are they setting us up for something? Are they going to blame it on the eclipse and take this time to power off, do something where they can blame the eclipse? You know what I mean? That's, solar flare, like they're talking about solar flares now. So I don't know. I'm not going to predict anything here, but the 8th of every month does bring crazy shit. We all broke it down. And this eclipse is a once in a lifetime eclipse, full eclipse that the whole country will see. So just saying, be careful.
What you bring to Paranoid Radio Podcast and this intensity and this passion and these episodes are extremely underrated. And I tell you that almost every week. We are underrated so much. We have been depicting on point, striking while the iron is hot, jumping from the deep end of the pool, setting the mood every single flashy Friday from the 8th, 6, 7, 8, 9. That exactly those 4 days, give or take 2 days up and down. We were on it before the Maui fires, before Mar-a-Lago. We were on it, and you would just keep an eye on it as time progresses. And we are not wrong here right now. We are not saying we are predicting this shit, but we're probably the only podcast that's caught this fucking cycle and talking about it on a public level. Do not let that go pass by, ladies and gentlemen. Now, we have some other points here that you want to bring in. And the winning is real. We have to know what we got to go through, and we got to go through what we know. Logic over magic, big dog. Bring it in.
Logic over magic. And this is hope over hopium, right? Same kind of thing, right? Because hopium is when you give hope through your feelings, through falsehoods, through more conspiracies without really any data, right?
Like religion. Mm.
And hope, exactly. And hope is what it is, right? What we're living through right now, we have documentation, evidence, receipts to prove that the winning is real. You know, I don't put a lot of faith in polls, but when all of the polls are saying the same thing, left-wing polls, right-wing polls, normal polls, whatever, I read them all, that is when you know something's going on, right? And we don't have to, and we just see it every day. The open border really did wake a lot of people up, mostly in the inner cities. And that's really where elections are stolen, is in the inner cities, because they use these people. A lot of people are registered to vote, but then they don't vote, so then they use that registration to fake a vote. But now all these people are now involved. All these black and brown Americans in inner cities, they're doing their own fucking meetings, they're having town halls, and they're all saying the same thing. The Democrat Party left us. Now we're going to leave them.
Holy fuck.
That is their message. That is their message. Holy fuck. It's been loud and clear. And you know what? There's nothing the Democrats can do because they're hip to the game now, right? This whole rhetoric of Trump being a racist and all that, that's all dead.
Yeah, it's all dead. It's old. It got old. It got old like when you mentioned COVID. It got old like when you fucking said vax. It got old like the face diapers. It got old like when you started killing old people. It got old when you started changing the respirators. It got old when you lied about how many people died at the fucking at the cemeteries and shit. It got old. It got fucking old, man.
It got old. You know? It's the same trick ran by the same old dogs. And that's it. That's what they lost. And that is really where the panic is coming from. Because for a long time, they had the public opinion through propaganda and through the mainstream media, but nobody's watching it anymore. This is why they're attacking Elon Musk. This is why they attack anybody that tries to speak the truth, because they're losing that grit, right? So the winning is every single day. Their rhetoric, their actions, their body language is what tells me winning. It's not just what Trump says. It's not just how I feel in my heart. I watch these people like a hawk. They finished. We know it. So they're going to rely on chaos, fake news.
That's the last one.
Fucking, that's why we're all up to speed now. So this is why I'm nervous, because of what they're going to do, because they're in such a bad position. But the winning is very real. Logical, not magical.
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised if BLM and Antifa make a little appearance in the next couple of fucking months. And I wouldn't be surprised if LGBTQ in June, which is also men's mental health awareness month, happens to be also in June on a national scale. I think it's a global scale. It makes sense how they try to block that shit. It's funny. There's no coincidences in fucking life. Hashtag look it up, guys. That is a trip. I won't be surprised if they start doing some fucking fear mongering and then some chaos and try to get order through chaos. Now, 100%. Talking about chaos, that was something that was fucking chaotic. And still to this day, people kind of question Trump and say, hey, well, he did do warp speed. It's the vaccination, right? Mm-hmm. What happened? You wanted to bring this last 2 points. You have vaccination and abortion to speak on.
This is really, really, really important. Because Trump, the biggest knock on Trump was war speed. But I think people forget where we were during the time. Okay, when COVID hit, they were already screaming, we need a vaccine, right? They were like, we're going to stay closed until we get a vaccine. It might be years. They were saying years. That's what they were saying.
Yeah.
What did Donald Trump do? Donald Trump tried to push HDQ first. He pushed it hard and he got attacked relentlessly. They called him fucking crazy. You're not a scientist. Hydroxychloroquine. Yep. Mm-hmm. And they attacked him. And listen, he was also trying to win re-election. So you got to keep that in mind too. It was like 6 months before a fucking election. Okay.
It wasn't easy.
So he tried to push HDQ first. He showed scientific proof, all that. They freaking ripped him apart. He tried to put ivermectin, ripped him apart. All of this shit. And everybody on the right and the left, his own party. We need a vaccine. We need a vaccine. We need a vaccine. But it's going to take 3 years and we got to stay closed until we get it. That's what they were saying, right? So knowing Trump, what do you think would have been worse? A shutdown for 3 years or a vaccine that he never would have mandated? Shutdown for 3 years would have thrown this whole world into complete and utter chaos. We would have had more deaths. We would have had civil wars. We would have people fainting over food. It would have been you can't even imagine what it would have been like, right?
The introduction of the big reset, right? The great reset.
Warp speed stopped the Great Reset. Full stop. Warp Speed stopped the FEMA camps we were supposed to have. And see, the thing was, they wanted to wait those 3 years. That vaccine would have came out, no matter what, that vaccine was coming out, no matter who the president was. Let's just get that straight right now. That vaccine, they would have took 3 years to make it. It would have came out. It would have been FDA approved and would have been mandated for everybody. And nobody would have been able to refuse it. And if you did refuse it, your ass would have been in the FEMA camp. That's what was it. That was the thing. Okay, so then what, by Trump rushing it, he made it be questionable because it wasn't FDA approved. It couldn't be mandated at the time because it wasn't FDA approved. So Trump understood that, right? So he said, let me rush this out, right? The Great Reset. Now they're forced to open because they said, they told us, as long as we get a vaccine, we can open. They just never thought it would happen in 9 months. So they were like, oh, well, now the vaccine's here. Now what's up? Now you've got to open up. So Trump saved our economy, saved the world economy with it. And he was very specific. I never would have mandated it. It was always for the elderly and the sick, which it actually did help. It actually helped the elderly. It did. Okay, because we saw the deaths go down after that. It hurt the people that needed it the least. Okay, and that's why he never would have mandated. He didn't mandate it on the military. That was all Joe Biden. Stolen elections have consequences. And the consequences is that Joe Biden weaponized vaccine. Okay, he used it against the military, against our police, against all of the important places because he wanted to force out the patriots in those specific places. Okay, in police officers, 8,000 people resigned. You had the firefighters, all this, but the military really was the thing that they tried to do to get the Christian, God-fearing patriots out of it. 8,000 people did resign. Okay, but that's not on Donald Trump. Donald Trump, all you need to know is Donald Trump would have never mandated it. The world was screaming for a vaccine. He gave them what they wanted. And you know what? If we were in a cult, we would be the ones taking it and telling you to take it. But in reality, it was the opposite. He was telling us to take it, and we were the ones telling y'all not to take it.
Game over.
That's all you need to know, bro. That's real. That's fucking real. Yo, because that's exactly what happened.
That's a sick transition into next week's episode with Officer Cruz. I have a detective. Officer X Marine guest on next week. He's going to talk on how he lost his career because of vaccine, how he survived and how he tried to fight off and how they try to incriminate him under criminal investigation and interrogation styles to break him onto to getting that shot. And then ended up terminating him almost dishonorably, because when they let go of a detective, they do a huge celebration as a cop. The way you serve your community, no, they fucking gave him his last check and walked him through the back door of the fucking police department. Yeah. So this is huge. The way you transition, and then we're going to bring this conversation next week and have a real tangible person speaking about this. Latino, by the way, from LA, talking about the real shit's happening in the inner city. It's going to be huge, bro. Thank you again for bringing that. This was Flash with Flashy underscore
abortion. Abortion.
Yeah. Before that, don't abort. Don't abort.
Really important, because this topic is coming back up now, and people on our side are like, because Trump said that he would be cool with a 15-week abortion ban nationwide, right? Okay. But this whole argument is a losing argument for our side. The only reason why we're losing elections in the midterms and in these local elections is that one single issue, because the left has the rhetoric and the propaganda that we want to ban abortion nationwide for everybody, right? As much as I would love that is not a reality that we live in. We live in a different time now. Yeah. Okay, the best thing Trump could have done was what he did. Appoint Supreme Court justices, overturned Roe v. Wade, now leaves that decision up to the states. That's the Constitution. That's the federalist society that we live in. That's the way it's supposed to be done. So now people on our side want to say, oh, Trump's not pro-life anymore. He's changing his stance. No, he's trying to win a fucking election. None of this matters if we can't win elections. So, you know, all these hardcore pro-lifers, I get it. I'm with you. But we have to live in reality. We live in a country now where abortion is just part of our life. So the best thing we can do is limit it to 15 weeks or 8 weeks or something. But we have to win elections in order to even do that.
I have a better one. Let me amplify that. You want to make a fucking change? You want to make a difference? How about we do this? How about you get fucking organized and start changing your local government to the way that you want to fucking coexist and live with other people? This is the only way you're going to be able to fucking live happy and have some peace and abundance and live your life how you want to fucking live it. change different local developments without cheating. Do it right. Do it right. Get organized. Do your civil duty and fucking get engaged in times like this to make a difference, not only on your community, but also be impactful upon others. Quite frankly, that's the only way you're going to make fucking things change, guys. Not just by screaming and fucking complaining like fucking millennial bitch-ass babies. I'm sorry. Exactly. Making us all look bad.
And then on one side, we look bad because we're screaming that, you know, we don't think the government should mandate vaccines, but then we're going to mandate not having abort. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it is a really touchy subject. It is.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to talk about it. And our side doesn't talk about it correctly. Because all we do, we scream, you're murderers. Instead, we have to give the information, right? 15-week ban is what most of the European countries are doing. So that's, we're always talking about how Europe is so progressive and we should be more like Europe. Okay. Well, how about we implement that a week ban? Because at some point, we lose, they're going to make it up until the moment of birth nationwide. That's what the left wants. So there has to be a compromise here. It can't just be abortion up to the moment of birth or no abortions at all. Because we're going to lose that. That is a losing message. And Donald Trump understands that. He is, first he wanted to, he's pro-life.
Yeah, he does. He does speak a lot on it. Yeah.
That's why he put pro-life justices in those positions when he got over. Roe v. Wade was overturned. Our side's been screaming about that for 50 years. He did it. Now what do you want him to do? You want him to ban it? And see, the other thing is, it's a Senate question, because in order for that to be passed, 60 senators and the House would have to agree upon it. You will never get 60 senators, I don't give a fuck who the president is, to agree on a nationwide abortion ban. This is not going to happen. So this whole question is moot. Because if it's never going to pass the House and the Senate, then it doesn't matter what the president thinks. You know what I'm saying? So, and this is how the left operates. They use these straw man arguments, these fake arguments, like, you know, we're going to ban Social Security and shit. None of that is true. You know what I mean? So then they can really say this shit about abortion. A lot of those people that don't want to vote, but they'll vote just because of that, because they want the right, their reproductive right, whatever you want to call it, to kill their baby. That's what they want. So we have to change. We have to do a shift. We have to come to the middle. We have to make concessions and compromises. And that is why we're going to fucking win.
That is Flash from Flash_News1. Make sure you check him out at Flash_News1 on Instagram. He's also on our webpage, PrayerNerdy.com. My deep state correspondent, Flash, thank you again for being here, doing what you do every single fucking week. Next week is going to be my Detective Cruz and his Flash News Flash for that Friday, where he drops a 7-minute solo to keep you updated with all the great stuff. As and a fucking great American, God bless America. God bless all of you guys for allowing us to be here today. And I want to thank God for allowing us to be here again and making sure that everything is coming up properly. Guys, Paranoid Podcast is growing. Make sure you check us out. Drop a 5-star rating on the podcast. It allows other people to join the show. That's what you with me. Peace out.
Boom.
Paranoid Radio.